普通的早上所做的事情来做我们思考的纪念。
This morning, the topic for our study will be an event that Jesus did on one ordinary morning during his ministry.
不晓得您最近有没有思念什么人？
I don't know if recently you have been thinking about someone.
小弟在东部的时候很想自己的家人。
While I was in the East Coast, I thought about my family a lot.
在家里的时候很想台湾的妈妈。
When I'm at home, I'm always thinking about my mother who is in Taiwan.
那你在进一步的在思考当中，你就会觉得，其实我的家人他们的生活有一定的 pattern， 有一定的形态。
And when I think about my family, I realize that there is a certain lifestyle or pattern to my family.
那同样的，耶稣基督一生的生活当中，他也有一定的生活形态。
Likewise, in the life of Jesus Christ, he also had a certain pattern.
所以我们今天从耶稣基督一个早上所做的事情，可以看出他这一辈子为我们到底做了什么事情。
So looking at what Jesus did on this day, we can think about what.
可以思考主耶稣为我们做了什么事情。
We can think about what he has done for us.
我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Please turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
约翰福音第八章第一节跟第二节。
John chapter 8 verses 1 and 2。
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山上。第二节。
Verse 2。
清早又回到殿里，众百姓到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。耶稣一生的生活可以用这两节来形容，就是他山上的生活跟殿中的生活。
The entire life of Jesus can be summed up in these two verses, the life on the mountain and the life in the temple.
山上是灵修的生活。
The life on the mountain symbolizes a spiritual life.
殿中是教训人的生活，服侍的生活。
A life of cultivation. And the life in the temple symbolizes a life of ministry and teaching people.
祷告跟宣道就好像一个马车的两个轮子一样。
Prayer and evangelism are like two wheels of a horse cart.
如果耶稣基督没有祷告，他没有能力带给当时代很多人恩典。
If Jesus did not pray, he would not have brought so much grace to the people.
如果耶稣基督没有宣道，只有祷告，没有办法带给当时代的人真理。
But if Jesus only prayed but did not preach, he would not have brought the truth to the people.
而恩典跟真理是耶稣基督在这一辈子当中所带给人最大的礼物。
Grace and truth were the greatest gift that Jesus brought to this world.
当大家都回家睡觉的时候，耶稣到山上去祷告。
When everyone had gone home to sleep, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray.
所以今天我们纪念主耶稣的死，要纪念主耶稣为我们祷告的生活是何等的迫切。
Today, when we remember the Lord's death, we must also remember how Jesus led an earnest life of prayer for us.
我们也要过着一个祷告的生活。
We should likewise lead a life of prayer.
不晓得大家有没有祷告生活的习惯的建立。
I don't know if each of you has a habit of daily prayer.
小弟去访问一个信徒。
I visited a member.
他说他信主十二年。
And he said that he has been a member for 12 years.
但是在美国这十年当中，他的信仰一直在退步，都没有进步。
But during the past decade that he has been in the U.S., his faith has been declining.
他怪教会。
He blames it on the church.
他怪讲道的人不会讲道。
He blames the speaker for not being eloquent.
但是小弟同样的看到他住在他附近的一位信徒。
However, I also observed that there is another believer living next to.
他信主
very close to this member.
少于十年。
And he has been she has been baptized for less than 10 years.
但是他的爱心，他的生命却一直的成长。
But her love as well as spiritual life continue to grow.
到底这两个人不一样的地方在哪里呢？
What makes the two of them different?
就会觉得真的他们祷告的生活可能不一样。
And you can tell that their lives of prayer are very different.
我们今天每个弟兄姐妹可以一个礼拜来聚会一次。
Every one of us may come here once a week for
service. 但是你看到有的人真的充满了耶稣基督生命的光辉。
But for some people, when they come to church, they are filled with the glorious life of Jesus Christ.
因为他们有隐藏祷告的生活，就如同耶稣在山上祷告的生活。
This is because they learn to withdraw in their daily lives into prayer.
一个教会有没有祷告，同样的决定他有没有办法得到神的恩典。
Whether a church prays determines whether she is blessed by God.
这次小弟到伊丽莎白教会去。
I visited Elizabeth Church recently.
觉得耶稣基督的恩典在他们当中。
And I could sense that Jesus Christ was with them.
因为两年前他们在安息日的聚会，除了一个小时的证道以外，后面又多了半个小时的祷告。
Since 2 years ago, they added a half hour prayer after every morning sermon on Saturdays.
那一个加拿大的信徒到纽泽西参加学生灵会。
A believer from Canada attended the student convocation in New Jersey.
你会知道神亲自在这里显出他的恩典。
We saw how God demonstrated His blessings over there.
有一次，这个青年在祷告室祷告。
Once this youth was praying in the prayer room.
怎么发现到从窗户那边来了一束白光？
And he noticed a bright light coming through the window.
他本来以为只是一个日光灯，日光而已。
At first, he thought it was the sun.
这个年轻人呢，他爸爸妈妈长期的在台湾，他是一个小留学生。
He is a young foreign student, and his parents are in Taiwan.
他一个初中生，那时候真的很想念自己的爸爸。
He is a junior high school student and he misses his father very much.
想不到那道白光竟然不是一般的日光。
And he found out that beam of light was not the sun.
突然间那个祷告室充满了那个白光。
All of a sudden that light filled the whole room.
耶稣基督在白光当中出现。
Then he saw the Lord Jesus appearing through the light.
后面跟着六七个天使。
Followed by the 6 or 7 angels.
就在他思念爸爸的时候呢，耶稣基督伸出他长长的手臂。拥抱他的这脖子。
While he was still thinking about his father, the Lord Jesus Christ opened his arms and embraced him.
这是发生在去年十一月啊，纽泽西教会举开学生灵会的时候。
This miracle happened in November.
12月。
In December of last year, during the student convocation in New Jersey.
这次他同样来到新泽西教会参加学生灵会。
This time around, he came again to attend the student convocation.
他同样到祷告室去祷告。
Once again, he went to the prayer room to pray.
这半年来。他事实上因为妈妈不在家，所以生活有点出轨。
For the past 6 months, because his parents were not with him, he began to stray off in his lifestyle.
他同样看到一束光。
This time he saw another beam of light.
但是是红光，不是白光。
But this time the light was red, not white.
那突然之间，这一束光又好像水一样，也是围绕他的身旁。
And once again, this light filled the whole room.
然后就看到自己，那个在祷告的时候，怎么一个小我小小的自己就跳出那个身体来了。
And during the prayer, he felt that he himself came out of his body.
一个小小的，这个是抽烟的自己；另外一个小小的出来的是骑摩托车的自己；另外一个小小的是喝酒的自己，因为他还没有到骑摩托车年龄哈，骑摩托车是会滑的。
And he felt that small individuals came out of his body. The individual that drinks, individuals that rides motorcycle illegally, and things like that.
好像过去的错，通通一幕一幕的出现在他眼前。
So all the wrongs he had done in the past, scene by scene, appeared before him.
小小的他自己后来变成一个圆圈，变成一个很大的圆圈，然后被这个红光吸进去了。
And he saw all these little individuals of him. Form a circle and were sucked into the red light.
他觉得这个红光就好像主耶稣基督的宝血一样。
And he felt that the red light was the blood of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在宝血当中再次的提醒他要悔改，要洗净他的罪。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, he reminded this youth again that he must repent and be washed away of his sin.
为什么这些事情发生在一个小孩子生命当中，都在这个教会呢？
Why is it that these miracles happened to this youth in this church?
是发生在一个祷告室里面。
And it happened in that prayer room.
是发生在一个祷告的小朋友身上。
And it happened to a prayerful youth.
是发生在一个懂得祷告的教会里面。
And it happened in a church that is very prayerful.
所以我们今天信仰要坚强，要尝到主耶稣的恩典，没有其他的秘诀。
Therefore, for us to be strong spiritually, there is no other secret.
就是我们真的要回归，像耶稣一样，隐藏自己。过祷告的生活。
We must return and imitate Christ and lead a life of prayer.
耶稣往橄榄山去。
The Lord Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
清晨他又回到殿中教训百姓。
Early the next morning, he went back to the temple to teach the people.
清晨这个字眼就是 天刚亮的时候。
Here the word dawn refers to very early in the morning, when you see the first beams of daylight.
从橄榄山到圣殿有一段路。
There was a distance between the Mount of Olives to the temple.
耶稣基督必须要太阳刚出来那一刹那就准备去往殿里去教训人。
So the Lord Jesus had to set out at the very first light of the day to go to the temple to preach the gospel.
不晓得今天早上清晨，阳光出来第一道曙光的时候，我们在做什么？
What did you do this morning when the first sunlight hit your window?
可能很多人都还在睡梦当中。
Perhaps you were still dreaming.
但是耶稣基督他殷殷勤勤地做宣道的工作。
But at this time of the day, the Lord Jesus was already preaching the gospel.
他没有浪费一刻钟在做撒种的工作。撒种。
He did not waste any of his time and not do the work of sowing.
我们教会也要开始灵恩布道会了。
It's time for our church to hold our convocation.
我们盼望我们弟兄姐妹能够学习主耶稣这种宣道的精神。
I hope every one of us can learn the spirit of preaching of Jesus Christ.
早上起来撒种，晚上也不要歇我们的手。
We should sow the seed in the morning and do not let our hands go to rest at night.
因为圣经上跟我们讲，我们不晓得什么时间撒的种要发芽。
The Bible tells us we do not know which seeds will grow.
我们要求主耶稣带领那些好心地的土壤到教会那种心田到教会里面来。
We should ask the Lord to bring to the church people of good hearts with a fertile soil.
这次有一次在跟陈传道聊天。
I recently had a discussion with Preacher Chen.
他就跟我讲一个让我觉得哇，原来宣道可以这么简单。
And he told me a story that made me realize how easy it could be to preach the gospel.
所以有一个朋友从外教会过来。
He said that there was a friend from another denomination.
他们那个教会也是追求圣灵的教会。
And that denomination also seeks the Holy Spirit.
但是他们是站着祷告。
But they stand when they pray.
他们讲道理也圣经翻的比较少。
And they rarely turn to the Bible during sermon.
那因为一些外在的因素，这个教会就解散了。
And for some, because of some factors, this church closed down and dispersed.
这位女士来到我们的教会。
And this lady came to our church.
看到我们祷告都很羡慕。
When she saw the way we pray, she admired us very much.
因为我们是跪下祷告的。
Because we knelt to pray.
她说她一辈子都在想说，哎呀，如果跟这位天上的神可以跪下来，不晓得多好啊。
For her whole life, she had been wanting to kneel down before the Heavenly Father to pray.
然后来到教会里面，他挖掘到他灵言也做了改变。
And when she joined our church, she realized that her tongue, spiritual tongue, changed.
给他讲十大教义，每一点他都同意。
And she agreed with every of the 10 articles of faith.
所以他挖掘到说，原来宣道可以这么样的容易啊。
So Preacher Chen told me that preaching could be very easy sometimes.
只要神动工，只要我们继续撒种，我们相信神可以把这个亲自带领，可以把这个事情做得很好。
As long as the Lord works with us, and as long as we work hard to sow the seed, we will do the job well.
小弟在东部真的看到一个弟兄，他如何宣道的那种精神，让小弟感动。
In the East Coast, a brother touched me very much with his spirit of evangelism.
这一次在新泽西受洗的，都是在他所帮忙的宣道班过来的。
Those who were baptized this time in that church attended the basic beliefs class conducted by him.
医生跟这位弟兄说，他只可能有两年的生活可以活而已。
The doctor had already told him that his terminal illness allowed him only 2 more years.
他说医生检查他的癌细胞已经随着淋巴扩散了。
And the cancer cells in his body have already spread.
他的每次祷告，他都是要摩擦自己的双腿，因为你可能癌细胞末期哈，癌症末期真的很痛。
Because he was in the terminal stage of his illness, he had a lot of pain, so he would rub his legs whenever he prayed.
但是你听他见证，你真的会很感动。
But I was very touched by his testimony.
他怎么样不害怕死亡的来临？
He told us how he was not afraid of death.
他认为死只是搬家而已。
He believed that death is like moving house.
你去跟他安慰，反而被他安慰了。
You try to comfort him, but you are comforted by him.
更让小弟感动的就是，他每一个礼拜不晓得二还是三，一定要开30-40分钟的路程，到另外一个不同的城里面，在那边开宣道班，为这些慕道朋友来讲授圣经课程。
I was very moved when I heard that once a week he would drive 30 or 40 minutes to another city to conduct a class for the truth seekers.
我在想，一个快要死掉的人，他都有这样的精神， 这样的努力在宣道，何况我们一个健康的人呢？
If a dying person has such strong spirit of preaching the gospel, how much more should we do the same?
所以我们也要有圣殿里面的那种宣道的生活。
Therefore, we need to lead a life in the temple, meaning we need to preach the gospel.
耶稣基督他有山上的生活，也有殿中的生活。
The Lord Jesus had a life on the mountain and a life in the temple.
他在传道生活当中也受了很多的逼迫。
In his ministry, he was often persecuted.
我们来请读约翰福音八章第三节到第九节。
Please read John chapter 8, verses 3 to 9.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人，叫他站在当中。第四节
，four，
就对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人是正行淫的时候被拿的。”第五节
，five，
摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把他怎么样呢？他们说这话乃是要试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰。用指头在地上画字。第七节
，seven，
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：“你们中间谁没有罪，谁就可以先拿石头打他。”这边提到，法利赛人怎么样咄咄逼人，耶稣怎么样沉着应对。
This passage teaches us how the Pharisees zealously persecuted, forced someone to be stoned, and also how Jesus dealt with the situation calmly.
法利赛人很懂得道理啊。
The Pharisees were well versed in the scriptures.
摩西的律法可以倒背如流。
And they could, they knew Moses' law inside out.
所以这个人知道这个妇人是应该用石头打死的。
They knew very well that this woman deserved to die.
他们有神的道理，却没有神的爱。
They knew the word of God, but they did not have the love of God.
这样的人真的是很可怕，可以用神的道理来害人呐。
Such people are very fierce, and they could persecute others with the word of God.
所以施洗约翰称法利赛人是毒蛇的种类。
That is why John the Baptist called the Pharisees the brood of vipers.
不晓得大家有没有遇过蛇哈
？I don't know if you've seen snakes.
小时候我听到一只青蛙在叫。
When I was little, I once heard a frog.
那我在想，这个青蛙叫从哪里来呢
？And I wonder where that noise came from.
那就一个草堆里面，我这边拨拨拨，哎，青蛙好像在里面，因为声音从那边来的。
So I trying to find the frog, according to the source of the sound in the grass.
哇，吓一跳！一只蛇跑出来了。我那时候大概五六岁吧。哇，两只小腿一直跑啊。
And all of a sudden, I saw a snake, and I was stunned and began to run.
从那个以后开始哦。我小时候唯一的噩梦就是看到一堆蛇在洞里面，然后追着我跑。那是我小时候唯一的噩梦。
So starting then, I would have my only nightmare, which was seeing a snake in a cave and running after me.
我这一辈子很怕蛇，因为蛇真的是很可怕。
I've been very scared of snakes all my life.
法利赛人就是像这样的人。
That's how the Pharisees were.
你遇到他了，他就缠着你不放。
If they come after you, they will not let you go.
那么耶稣说，法利赛人是好像死人啊。这个粉饰的坟墓装满了死人的骨头。
The Lord Jesus also said that the Pharisees were like the whitewashed tombs full of dead bones.
有一次，有一个姐妹啊，第一次来到旧金山。
A sister visited San Francisco for the first time.
那这个从伯克利那个方向哈、哦，进入了这个、过了、金山的大桥 ，Golden Gate Bridge 哈、哦。
She came into the San Francisco through the Golden Gate Bridge.
那就看到那个山上不是有一些城吗？一些房子吗
？And he saw the houses on the hills.
那个导游问他说：“你知道那是什么吗？”因为他第一次来，不晓得那是什么。
And the tour guide asked her, "Do you know what these things are?"
我们那个姐妹很好玩，她说：“哦，那个就是像我们乡下的坟墓啊。
”And the sister was quite amused, and she said, "These are like the tombstones in our village."
我们乡下的坟墓真的是像这样子的，高高的一个一个放在一起这样子。
The houses stacked together are like the tombstones in the village in Taiwan.
那她到一个很漂亮的地方去了。
And she visited another tourist spot.
有花有草。
And she saw beautiful flowers and grass.
导游跟她讲，这是坟墓。
The tour guide told her this is a cemetery.
她说这哪是坟墓，这是公园。
She said it's not a cemetery, it's a park.
我感觉到，这里的生活环境跟我们乡下的一些不太一样。
So the life in America is very different from the countryside in Taiwan.
法利赛人外表看起来真的像一座公园一样。
On the surface, the Pharisees are like a cemetery park.
但是里面真的是充满了死人的毒气。
But underground, there is filled with dead.
他们逼迫耶稣的方法是让好像用两个刀架在耶稣的脖子上面。
They were forcing Jesus to a corner.
置耶稣基督于死地啊，要找他的把柄啊。
They wanted to trap Jesus right there.
你看耶稣基督蹲下来。
The Lord Jesus bent down.
那么圣经上讲说，他们还是不住的问他。
And the verse says they continued to question him.
好像他们抓到一点点。一点点可以控告的就不放弃的一直的逼迫一直的逼迫这样子
they found their opportunity to accuse Jesus so they kept on pressing
不晓得大家有没有听过那个 10-10 Win、哦、那个广播电台
10-10 Win、
啊、不是这里不叫 10-10 Win 那是东部的这里不知道第几台 94.6 是不是就是广那个广告那个新闻的、
there's a radio the news radio station
那个片头也就片头也就是就是一个很强而有力的音乐，但是有时候你不想听的时候，实在是很吵，很想一下就把它关掉。
And the music for that station starts out very strong, and sometimes you get very annoyed and want to turn off.
那种声音就有时候想说，那个蚊子嘛，一直在你耳边一直嗡嗡嗡嗡一直响那种声音呢、啊，连响嘎一声就把它拍掉。
Some annoying music is like the sound of a mosquito that keeps going on, and you just want to.
那想华丽赛人一直的吹逼，你要怎么样啊？你要怎么样啊？你是不是要定他的罪啊
That was what the Pharisees did. They kept on questioning him. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
我们真的不要学习华丽赛人呢、啊。
Let us never learn from the Pharisees.
感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹听到的听得很多。
So we thank God that we have heard many sermons.
我们小时候就叫我们的学生要懂得背圣经的经句。
And we teach our little kids to recite memory verses.
但是我们不要因为懂很多而用高标准来要求别人。
But just because we know a lot about the Bible doesn't mean that we should place high standards on other people.
甚至有敬虔的外貌，失去了敬虔的实质。
We should never only put on a godly our appearance, but losing the essence of religion.
所以我们要再回来想想我们自己的生命。
So we should examine our own lives.
有一次，一个青年班在做一个团体活动
During a youth class, there was a group activity.
翻圣经比赛
They were competing on who could turn to the Bible the quickest.
那比如说第一句第一个字就是约翰福音第八章第三节的第五个字，假如是这样子哈。
So the game will go like this. Turn to John chapter 8, verse 3, the fifth word. What is it?
然后我们那组后来翻的最快。
And I happened to be in that game, and my group was the quickest.
你猜我们翻出来的字是什么字呀？把它组起来的字是什么字呢
？What did we find when we found the verse?
法利赛人就是我。
When we put all the words that we found together, it formed a sentence, and the sentence says, "I am a Pharisee."
的确，我们想一想，有时候我们真的很像法利赛人呢。
And oftentimes we are like the Pharisee.
有敬虔的外貌，却失落了敬虔的实质。
We have a godly appearance, but do not have a godly essence.
有时候不小心来逼迫主耶稣啊。
Sometimes we may persecute Jesus without knowing.
你看耶稣在这种情况之下，他怎么样沉着应对呢
？How did Jesus face the situation?
一般人在那种被逼的情况之下，常常像个皮球弹得起来啊。
Usually when people are pressed hard, they will bounce.
就好像彼得当别人要抓耶稣的时候，他第一个反应就是刀拿出来砍啊。
Just like when Jesus was arrested, Peter's first reaction was to kill with a sword.
但是你看耶稣真的很沉静。
But the Lord Jesus was very calm.
那个静的力量从哪里来
？Where did that power come from?
那个静的力量真的是从山上祷告的生活来的。
The power to be still came from the life of prayer on the mountain.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们遇到逼迫的时候，我们的心是什么样的心呢
？Brothers and sisters, when we are persecuted, what kind of hearts do we have?
我们是不是有跟像耶稣一样那么沉静呢
？Are we as calm and still as Jesus Christ？
圣经说：“制服己心，强如启程。”
The Bible tells us better to control our hearts than to take a city.
攻山中贼难呐、啊，攻山中贼易啊，攻心中贼难呐、啊。
And there's a Chinese saying that says it is more difficult to capture the thief in your heart than the thief in the mountains.
因为耶稣基督有充满圣灵的力量，有祷告的生活，所以他有安静的生活。在安静当中，他可以讲出智慧的话语。
The Lord Jesus was filled with God's Spirit due to his life of prayer. Therefore, he could speak words of wisdom during such difficult time.
他说，你们当中谁没有罪的，可以丢第一块石头。
So he said to them, if any of you is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
这是极大智慧的话语。
Such great words of wisdom.
就好像启示录所说的，原来神口中所含的是一把两刃的剑。
Just as we learn in Revelation, from the mouth of the Lord Jesus comes a double-edged sword.
耶稣不多说话。
The Lord Jesus did not speak much.
一说就击中要害。
But when he said something, it went right to the point.
他不是大声说，不是急速说，只是淡淡的说了一句：“你们当中谁没有罪的，可以丢第一块石头。”
He did not shout. He did not scream. He just said calmly, "If any of you is without sin, let him cast the first stone."
然后他再弯下来继续画他的字。
Then he bent down again and continued to write on the ground.
你看，耶稣第一次急进的时候，是给他自己带来力量。
The first time Jesus bent down to write, he gathered strength for himself.
耶稣第二次在弯下的那种极静的时刻，是带给大家的思考力量。
When he stooped down the second time, he let people gave people time to think.
那个时候真的是无声胜过于有声啊。
At that time, silence was louder than speech.
让大家从看别人的缺点当中呢，进过来看自己啊，原来我是个罪人，我是不配的。
At this moment of silence, the people's eyes.Turned from the woman to their hearts and realized their unworthiness.
耶稣基督为我们被逼迫。
The Lord Jesus was persecuted on our behalf.
但是耶稣基督可以胜过逼迫。
But the Lord Jesus overcame persecutions.
我们今天可能也会被激怒啊。
Today people may anger us.
也许你的孩子今天早上刚激怒了你。
Perhaps this morning you were angry because of your child.
也许昨天你的老板刚刚让你很生气而已。
Perhaps yesterday your boss made you very angry.
但是常常是因为我们自己的事情私事而生气。
But oftentimes these angers came from our own mistake.
但是耶稣是为了救我们而被激怒。
But the Lord Jesus was incited because of us.
我们何时因为神的缘故被人家逼迫呢？
How often are we persecuted for the sake of God?
我们被人家逼迫的时候，我们有什么样的反应呢？
And how do we react during such persecutions?
我们是一个皮球，还是一袋沙包？
Are we like a rubber ball or like a sandbag?
一个皮球里面是空的，没有神能力的；一个沙包里面是实的，充满了力量的。
A rubber ball is hollow inside, whereas a sandbag is full of stuff.
耶稣基督就好像一块沙包，别人的力量打过来的时候，他安安静静的把力量给分散掉了。
The Lord Jesus is like a sandbag when other people hit it.Force distributes evenly.
所以我们在问我们自己，我们是法利赛人，急促的逼迫，还是耶稣像耶稣基督被逼迫却能沉着应对，像一块沙包，靠着神的力量化解困难呢？
So we should ask ourselves: Are we like the Pharisees who keep pressing on other people and persecuting them, or are we like Jesus Christ who deal with the situation calmly with the strength of Jesus?
那个早上，耶稣又做了第三件事情。
That same morning, Jesus did something else.
我们来看第十节到十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
好，第九节到第十一节。
Let's start with verse 9.
他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个都出去了，只剩下耶稣一个人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。第十节。
10.
耶稣就直起腰来，对他说：“妇人。”那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？十一节。
11.
他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”这边提到耶稣不定罪，再提到不可以，跟我们提醒不可以再犯罪。
Here Jesus said to the woman, "I will not condemn you either." And Jesus reminds us not to sin again.
当耶稣用沉着的话语跟这些人讲的时候，圣经上讲说，从老的到少的，他们一个个都离开了。
After Jesus spoke, the Bible says that these people, from the older ones first, left one by one.
到东部去的时候，听到一位传道这样说。
When I was in the East Coast, I heard a minister saying,
他说，你车子开的越多，里数越高，你就越拿到 ticket 的机会就越多了。
the more you drive on the road, the more mileage you accumulate, the more chances you get, you have of getting a ticket.
他说他在东部总共开了70,000+迈，然后两年之内。
Within 2 years, he has driven 70,000 miles.
现在已经有六个 point, 六个点数。
Now he has 6 points.
拿了好几张罚单。
Meaning he has gotten a few tickets.
人生好像车子一样。
He said, our life is like a car.
你越活越久，好像越犯罪的几率就越多。
The more you live, the longer you live, the more you are prone to sin.
真的，我们每个人都回首过，再回首来时路，再看看我们过去的生活。
When we think about the path we have trod in our life,
我们真的发觉到神的恩典满路径。
We realize that God's grace always filled the our journey.
但是我们发觉到，我们对神的亏欠也是满路径。
However, the way we have fallen short of God also fills our lives.
在这种自我反省情况之下，我们就真的不敢拿起石头来丢别人。当别人犯错的时候，我们就不好意思这样做了。
When we think about all the wrongs we have done in the past, we will dare not cast a stone at others.
耶稣到他这个妇人到他到耶稣跟前来的时候呢，对耶稣喊的是主，对耶稣喊的称谓是主啊。
When the woman responded to Jesus' question, she addressed Jesus as Sir or Lord.
我们就注意到说，无论什么样的弟兄姐妹，什么样的人，弟兄姐妹犯罪了，他们心中真的还是有主耶稣存在的。
So this teaches us that even when a brother in church sins against God, he actually still believes in Jesus Christ.
我跟小朋友讲说，我有个亲戚娶了三个太太。
And I've said.
我跟学生联会的小朋友讲。
Oh, during the student convocation, I said to the students that I have a relative who had 3 wives.
他以前是个信徒啊。
He used to be a believer.
你猜他对他的太太们怎么说？
What did he say to his wives?
他叫他的太太通通要到教会里面去聚会。
He told his wives to all go to church.
他心中还是有神存在的。
This means that he still believed in God in his heart.
所以耶稣当时没有定这个妇女的罪。
At that time, Jesus did not condemn this woman.
这并不代表说犯罪了，在将来末后的日子，主耶稣不会审判。
But this does not deny the final judgment on the last day.
而是告诉我们说，凡是亲近神的，到神面前来的，我们都应该给他们机会。
Rather, it teaches us that whoever wants to come to God, we should give them a chance.
也告诉我们说，凡是继续犯罪的，已经犯过罪的，不要继续再犯罪了。
This passage also warns us that if we have sinned in the past, we should not do it again.
耶稣基督充满了慈悲怜悯的心肠。
The Lord Jesus' heart was filled with compassion and mercy.
今天我们应该充满慈悲怜悯啊。
Likewise, we should be compassionate and merciful.
所以当我们在判断别人的时候，先让我们判断一下自己。
Before we judge others, let us judge ourselves.
那也让我们都记得耶稣这句话，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Let us all keep the words of Jesus in our hearts, go and sin no more.
耶稣基督在那个早晨，他过着灵修跟宣道的生活。
On that ordinary morning, Jesus Christ led a life of spiritual cultivation and preaching the gospel.
耶稣基督为我们被人家逼迫。
On that morning, Jesus was persecuted for our sake.
耶稣基督也显示他慈悲怜悯的心肠。
On that morning, Jesus showed his heart of compassion.
他秉持着这样的精神，一步一步地走向十字架哥哥他的路。
With such great spirit, he continued forward toward Golgotha.
让我们在纪念主耶稣死的时刻，我们要来纪念他的爱。
So as we remember the Lord's death, let us remember His love.
也来学习他为我们所做的一切。
Let us imitate all the things He has done for us.
我们现在就来祝谢。
We will now give thanks for the communion.